Hey everyone, welcome into another Situation Remedy podcast. Thank you for subscribing and listening to these podcasts as they are created and delivered to you. Before we get started and go any further, I want to give you a passage of scripture to read. That's right, I'm not going to read it to you. I want you to take the time today when you get the moment. You're not driving in your car. You're not busy with the children, you're not preparing dinner or whatever the case, you're not working on that very important project. But I want you to make the time, and I want you to go to your Bible, whether physically in your hand or online. I want you to pull up Joshua, the first chapter, and I want you to read the first 9 verses in its entirety. And after you do that, I want you to come back and listen to the rest of this podcast as we attempt to put things in perspective. I think that those verses of scripture will help you relate to what I'm about to share with you. This week, I had the opportunity to sit and talk with someone very near and dear to me about some things in life. And I had the opportunity to share with them how I was seeing the big picture. And I wanted them to be aware that they too can see the big picture and put things into perspective, because someone has helped me put things into perspective. That someone being Yahweh Elohim. So, here are the chapters and verses again, Joshua 1 through 9. And here's a little bit of the conversation that we had. Putting it into perspective. If you're going to have a great success in life, and specifically on your job, you'll need to rely on being able to see the big picture of what's going on in your life, mind, and future. Here's an example of one employee who has not been doing the good work for promotion. However, he or she was there first, and when the boss was looking for someone to promote, they were present. Now here you come into the company via new hire or transfer, and you are doing the old job description of the recently promoted individual. You're doing a better job than he or she did, and it has led to the discovery of their inconsistencies in the details within paperwork. So, you don't want to affix your signature to any of the paperwork he or she did, not complete to company or state standards, and you are beginning to feel bad about your efforts seeming to go unnoticed as the other individual provides all kinds of excuses and reasons for why they didn't get the job done correctly, but they are still in the promoted position. You think you are better. As a matter of fact, you are better for the position. Yet, you have not realized that you are losing your perspective for the big picture. So here it is. All the training you need, all the state standards, regulations, and forms training you need is coming directly to you in large quantities so that you can become more completely qualified for the job promotion that is already waiting for you. You've got to train your own mind to see how the current weight of pressure is building up your strength for enduring till the end. We call this Kingdom Fitness. I hope this little bit of story has helped you. I hope it's encouraged you. I also want to share with you that I recently self-published my very first book titled The Situation Remedy. It's available on Lulu, exclusively on Lulu.com. If you just go to Lulu.com and type in the search bar, The Situation Remedy, you'll find the book, The Situation Remedy. This book is going to complement what we're doing here on the podcast. And so I want to encourage you to invest within yourself, show your love and support, purchase a copy of the book, maybe two, for a friend, someone you care about, someone you love, someone you know who's been through so much, and they're just greatly in need of the success that they deserved. And maybe they're not recognizing the remedy. It's in the book. It's even here on the podcast. We talk about the ingredients to our situation remedy as consistently as we possibly can here. I'm excited about what's happening in my life. I'm excited about what's happening in your life. So, like, share, tell a friend. The situation remedy is you.